welcome listeners to this special two-hour Black Friday morning broadcast of Shooting from the Hip, brought to you by Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training center. Sim Trainer is located at 2031 Dryden Road, just across from DP&L. You can visit us on the web at www.sim-trainer.com. That's sim-trainer.com. Or you can give us a call during our normal business hours at 937-293-3914, and we'd be more than glad to discuss with you any issues that you might be concerned about related to guns. I'd like to, first of all, welcome our loyal listeners and thank them for getting up when they could be sleeping in on this dreary Friday morning to be with us this morning. And I'd also like to extend a special welcome to any new listeners out there who might be out in traffic, or maybe you're just sitting in the car waiting for somebody to come out of a store, and you tuned in on the radio and you're like, wow, what's this all about? A gun show, 7 o'clock in the morning. Shooting from the Hip is a weekly broadcast that is normally aired on Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m. However, because of the holiday weekend, we got some special time, and we're going to be on the air this morning from 7 to 9. And I'd like to welcome you and let you know that Shooting from the Hip is all about guns, everything from legislation to product reviews to self-defense, concealed carry issues, whatever it is, whatever's on your mind. We don't always have all the answers, but we certainly can direct you in the right direction. And it's a show focusing on getting the truth out there, because there's a lot of lies that are being dispelled about guns. And we like to just challenge those people. And one thing, we welcome anybody to call into the show, and we just give you a fair notice that be prepared to support your stance, because we're certainly going to back ours. And I want to encourage any of our listeners out there, if you want to call in this morning, give us a call at 457-1290. That's 457-1290, and we'd be more than glad to get you up on the air and talk with you about any of your concerns. Over the next couple hours, we're going to be telling you about some of the specials we're going to have today down at the range. We're going to be open from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. this evening.
We're not really into that get up at 2 o'clock in the morning and show up and stand and wait in line stuff. You know,
we also figure that people should be semi-coherent when they come
handling firearms.
Yes, yeah. Handle firearms and talk about guns. So we're going to give you time to sleep in a little bit, or get your faculties, have a couple cups of coffee and have some breakfast, and then come on down about 10 a.m. and we're going to have a Black Friday sale where we're going to liquidate our a good portion of our new gun inventory. We have a variety of guns, like I told you. Over the next 2 hours, I'll tell you about a number of different sales, but I want to remind you that's 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. tonight at Sim Trainer at 2031 Dryden Road, right across from DP&L. And I want to encourage you to stop by. We're going to have some specials. We're going to have some drawings and some a variety of typical Black Friday days. I want to remind you that we just saw some statistics come across the ticker this last week where background checks have hit all-time highs on Black Friday for 3 years running. And we expect this Black Friday, not only we, but the throughout the nation, we expect this to blow away previous records. We're talking probably tens, if not 100,000 more checks this year than in any year in the past. And it's for a variety of reasons, and we'll be more than glad to talk about that if you're so inclined, and it might just come up in the course of conversation. But if you're interested in getting on the air, give us a call at 457-1290. We'd be more than glad to talk to you about some things.
Yeah, November's always a big month anyway, simply because we're getting ready for Christmas and people are starting to buy their Christmas presents, and they're buying maybe even Christmas presents for themselves. And so there's always a lot of checks that are run for firearm sales during the month of November and December. But last year was through the roof, and this year is going to likely be again. And we've seen that year after year. In fact, month after month over month, increases have been continuous for the last 2 or 3 years. And there was a big spike earlier that kind of broke that series, but it's been like 26, 28 months, something like that, of month-over-month increases each month, more than that month the previous year now for almost 3 years.
One other thing I want to throw out there relative to that is during that time, there has been a significant corresponding drop in violent crime throughout the country. So it's an interesting parallel that the anti-gunners don't ever like to mention. But when we talk about the drop in crime, the numbers have consistently been over 5% drops in violent crime in especially guns or crimes relative to gun violence. And the other thing about that is those cities that advocate gun control and claim to have strict gun laws continue to lead the nation. And Chicago is on a pace to blow away all records of violent crime this particular year. Chicago in the state of Illinois claiming to have very strict gun laws. Their gun violence is just off the charts. And, you know, they're going to quote all kinds of reasons that is. And they're going to like to, they like to say it's because of guns, but we know
they like to blame the economy too.
That's exactly right. We know that it is more related to drugs and gang violence. That's been well documented. That's been stated. That's been mentioned time and time again, and it's often overlooked, and they constantly move to the fact that guns are out there and readily available, but the millions and tens of millions and people that have guns out there that aren't committing crime just basically blow that argument right out of the water.
We've seen, if you look at the statistics, and the place that we go for these statistics is the FBI Uniform Crime Report. There's a link for it on our webpage for the radio show at sim-trainer.com/radio. If you go back through some of the archives, you'll see that we've referenced the FBI Uniform Crime Reports many times, and I always stick a link out there to them. I downloaded some and printed off some of the more recent reports. The fiscal year or the calendar year 2011 reports are now available. That takes them about this long to get them all the way out because there's quite a bit of analysis that gets done. And there were some preliminary reports that were available earlier in the year. But now the final report is done. And in 2011, this is something a lot of people don't realize. I mean, we see all the violence in places like Chicago and Washington, D.C., and some of the other areas that typically are fairly violent. But what people don't realize often is that the number of violent crime offenses was a 3.8% decrease from 2010. And again, these are estimates. They are based on the statistics that are reported by all the different law enforcement agencies in the country. It's difficult to know exactly what the numbers are, so that's why they call it an estimate. But that's the best number that they have. And they estimate it down to 1,203,564. So that's their estimate.
And the reason that data is relied upon is because as a law enforcement officer, our agencies are mandated to report criminal activity to the Uniform Crime Reports on a regular basis. So that information, it's not an option. It is required to be reported. Now, the reality is there is probably a little bit of inaccuracy in that data, or I'm not even going to say inaccuracy as much as it is. There's a time lag because some small agencies just don't have the means to get that. So they have to come together with other small agencies and then maybe feed into the sheriff's department in that particular jurisdiction. It takes a little bit more time to get that data there. But nonetheless, that's across the country, and that is the most reliable data. And I bring that up, and I know Mark and I have talked about this many times, but so often I see people make reference to the fact an article in the Dayton Daily News or an article in the New York Times. Those are not source resources. And what I want to, viable resources, many of them don't do their homework. They rely on information, especially when it's an article in the New York Times, when Michael Bloomberg makes a comment publicly that gun violence is causing increasing problems in the city of New York. Well, that might be the case, but then he doesn't bother to substantiate the facts behind his comments. And as a result, because he's a high profile mayor of one of the largest cities in the country, people take what he says as gospel. And I want to remind you, he's the head of a I don't even want to call it an organization. It's a I don't know what the right word is.
Yeah, but it's a political action committee
or
some
exactly
sort.
What it is. That they the mayor's against gun violence.
Mayor's against illegal guns.
Guns. Yeah, whatever they and they constantly send out emails and they claim to have all the support and they have hundreds of mayors. Well, realize in this country, there are thousands, if not tens of thousands, of mayors who
aren't
part of that.
Of mayors,
who are not part of that coalition, and for rightful reason, they know what they're spouting is hateful rhetoric, and inaccurate information, and it's not going to get people anywhere. And we just have to remember that when you're looking for source data, go to the Uniform Crime Reports. Look through that. You can get information, whether it's on gun violence, just crime in the U.S. in general. You can look specifically in your region of the country. They break it down by region. They break it down by state. And they do a great job. That's why it takes such a long time to compile that data, because they're really putting the information through the computer. And even though the computers process it quickly, it's only as good as the information that's input at the front end.
Yeah, and there's quite a bit of analysis that goes on with that. And if you look through those reports, you'll see that. We need to take our first break for the hour, and we do have Zach waiting on the phone. So, Zach, hang around, and we'll be back with you as soon as we come back from our break. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on 95.7 FM and AM 1290 News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Hi, this is Rachel Parsons, spokesperson for the National Rifle Association, and you're on Shooting from the Hip on News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Jeff and Mark, and we're from Sim Trainer. I want to encourage our listeners, if you're out there this morning, give us a call at 457-1290. That's 457-1290. Any issues you might have concerning guns, guns-related issues, that's what we're all about here at Sim Trainer. And just give us a call. And, Mark, let's go right out to the phones. We've got a caller on the line.
Let's talk to Zach, who's calling in from Huber Heights. Zach, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much.
How can we help you today?
I had a question for you guys. I've been looking around at the Mossberg and the Smith & Wesson versions of the carbine. I believe the Smith & Wesson version is like that MP 1522. I was wanting to stay with like a smaller caliber, unlike the 223 or the 5.56, because of the cost. And I didn't know if there was a version or either one of those guns that you would recommend.
Well, I will tell you that I recommend the Smith & Wesson M&P 1522 for a variety of reasons. First of all, we've done some pretty extensive testing, and the other gun you're referring to is the Mossberg. They used to call it the TAC-22. Now they call it the 715T. The major advantages of the Smith & Wesson M&P 1522 is that it just eats all the ammo that you want to feed it. And the other thing is all the functional controls, the magazine release, the safety, the bolt release are in the identical same spot, and they all function the way they're supposed to function. So an individual that might get a 22 rifle at a lesser cost with the intention of using it, you know, for sporting purposes, and if they decide to eventually upgrade to an AR M4 platform, they're going to already be prepared to do that because it works the same way. Now, that issue also comes up when you look at the Sig Sauer 22 rifle and some of the others. The Ruger has one, and they're all decent quality. But I'm going to tell you, based on personal testing and members at my facility who have purchased them and or used ours, it's a tremendously advantageous situation when you go with the Smith & Wesson M&P 1522.
Okay, yeah, I seen that the Mossberg is like cheaper, but kind of like what you said, I was on YouTube and just looked at a lot of the people that were using it and the functionality and everything else. They said basically that it was a fun gun to shoot, and it was something that a lot of people could shoot. I know my wife is just now getting into the shooting, and I figured it might have been something that that she might enjoy shooting as well.
Absolutely. And Colt Umarex, Umarex makes a lot of airsoft and other types of firearms, and they went together with Colt, and they actually produced the first one, which had quite a few complications and problems initially, and it still can't match Smith & Wesson's performance. And there are several others out there on the market, and I don't want to go over all of them. Price is an issue with some people, and like so many other things, you get what you pay for. That doesn't mean that Mossberg is bad. It certainly shoots fine, but the lack of having all the functional controls and similarity is a major factor for most people who end up upgrading. And I will tell you, from a price point, you're looking at anywhere probably between $429 and $479, up to $499 for that Smith & Wesson. And I just saw
when you can find them.
And I just saw that the Mossberg was on sale at one of the box stores for about $399. So, you know, those are some issues that you might take into consideration when choosing a gun.
Zach, thanks very much. We need to take a break for the news at the bottom of the hour. And we'll be back after that. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on 95.7 FM and AM 1290 News Talk Radio WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. And for our listeners out there, you're listening to the special Black Friday morning edition of Shooting from the Hip. Shooting from the Hip is brought to you by Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training center. I'm Jeff Pedro, and with me today is Mark Avery. And if you have any questions, if you have any issues, any concerns about guns, give us a call at 457-1290. That's 457-1290. This, like I mentioned, is our Black Friday edition of the broadcast, and I just want to tune our listeners in to some of the things we have going on. Today at the shop, we're going to be having a Black Friday sale like so many of the retailers out there. We fall right in line with that, and we find it to be a very productive opportunity for people to get some of the things they want early Christmas shopping or just things they want towards the end of the year, and also gives us a chance to liquidate some inventory and get some special bargains and special pricing to our listening audience. I just want to highlight some of the things are going to go on today at the range. We're located, first of all, at 2031 Dryden Road. That's 2031 Dryden Road, right across from DP&L. You can visit us on the web at www.sim-trainer.com. And after 10 o'clock, you can give us a call at 937-293-3914, and our staff will be more than glad to direct you into the facility. But a couple things we have going on today. We have a number of firearms in stock that we're going to be selling at very good prices, and I just want to highlight some of the guns. We have an FN 5.7 and an FN 9mm. Those are kind of rare guns and kind of off the normal radar. The 5.7 in particular is a round that is unfamiliar for some people, but the FN 5.7 is a great gun to shoot, and if you're looking for a great deal, we certainly have it marked down at price to sell today. We also have an HK USP. It's a high-end gun, very fun gun to shoot. HK is known for their outstanding trigger work, and they've done a great job with the USP. They sell it in various types of sizes, like so many of the manufacturers, but we have a USP for sale. We also have a range officer, a Springfield range officer. That's one of the highlight guns of 2011. Springfield 2011 being the 100th year anniversary of the 1911, came out with a series of guns, the 1911 models, 45 caliber semi-automatic pistols, and the range officer was one of their highlight guns. And we have a couple of those in stock, and again, priced to sell. Springfield also this year came out with their XDS. That's their slimline 45 caliber small size pistol. It's they came out, I think, in January, and they were hard to get the first part of the year. And just recently, we were able to get several, and we've already sold a couple, but we have several in stock, and they're priced to sell. I will let you know that particular gun going to be able to walk away from the store today for less than $600 for that gun if you're interested in that,
wow,
in that firearm. Great deal, and a very rare gun, very hard to get. We also have the 5.25 Springfield target version, and I happen right now to have that in 9mm, 40, and 45. Limited quantities, but for people who are interested in the target version of the Springfield XDM, this is a great gun for target and competitive shooting. It has a fiber optic front sight, which enables quick target acquisition, and it's just a great performing gun. And that 5.25-inch barreled slide gives you a longer sight radius for competitive shooting, and I personally purchased one last year, and I love it. It's just something that people need to look at. We have that particular gun in our try it before you buy it inventory. So if you are interested in buying a gun like that, or so many of these guns that I mentioned are in our inventory, or variations of them are in our inventory, and if you want to try one, our try it before you buy it program is a great way to start. You simply come down the range, and for a price of $10 and plus the price of a box of ammo, you can shoot the gun out on the range and see if it really is the gun you like. And like we've mentioned so many times on this show, going into the gun store and just buying a gun, that's one experience. But I will tell you from the many, many, many people who have gone through that process, then they come down and do training with us, they oftentimes find that the gun they bought wasn't the gun they like to shoot. And that's the key. It's sort of like a car. You might like the looks of a car, but if you don't drive the car and you won't drive it off the lot, you figure out later on you don't like the car. It's a little bit too late at that point. Same is true with the firearms. So I encourage you to take advantage of the try it before you buy it program and try the gun before you purchase it. We also have a good supply of the Ruger LC9s and LCPs in stock. And for people who come in today, we have, in addition to the Ruger pistols, we have a couple of rifles, the Ruger American, which they showcased at the SHOT Show this year, and also the Hawkeye Scout. For anybody that buys a Ruger rifle today, you'll get to walk away with a Ruger Carhartt jacket. Several of my staff have indulged themselves in that particular jacket. And if you like Carhartt, you know they're good quality. Well, Ruger puts their logo in the upper left chest, and they made a fine jacket. So anybody that buys a rifle today will walk away with a jacket. And if you buy a pistol, you're going to get a T-shirt and a cap, a Ruger T-shirt and a cap. So if you're interested in the Ruger line, we have the LC9 and the LCP in stock. We also have the Smith & Wesson M&P 22. That's a great variation for somebody who's looking to get into the semi-automatic pistol. They want to purchase a semi-automatic pistol. You can start out with the Smith & Wesson M&P 22 in the 22 caliber, obviously, and then you can progress right up to the M&P 9mm or whatever it is you might want.
It's also a great gun for if you want something that you can practice with less expense for the ammunition. Functional operation is exactly the same as it is for the standard M&P 9 or whatever other caliber that you would prefer. Functional, it works exactly the same way, a magazine released in the same spot, everything works exactly the same. Sight alignment is the same, and the trigger is almost identical as well. So you can practice with that and get some good practice, and then before you close your session out, take your regular personal defense caliber out and shoot that a little bit at the end and come out with a lot more rounds fired, work on that trigger control, but without having to spend quite as much for ammunition.
The only thing different between the M&P 22 and the other guns is it doesn't have the adjustable or interchangeable grip swell that allows you to change grip angle, but they have the medium to small size grip angle in there, so it fits most people that are interested in getting started. It's a great gun to get started with, but we have several in stock. We also have the Glock 30 in 45 caliber. We have a Springfield XDM in 45 concealed or compact firearm if somebody's interested in that. And we have a very limited supply of M4 AR variant rifles. I have a couple of the Smith & Wesson Optic Ready and the DPMS AP4s. The Optic Ready is just a flat top where you can either purchase an optic or flip up sights for it. And the AP4 comes with a removable carry handle, and it has a front sight, so it's ready to go right out of the box. And but again, those are becoming increasingly difficult to get. So if you're interested in getting a black rifle, we have limited supply on hand, and they're at prices to sell today. We also have several of the new, relatively new Ruger SR22s. And that's another great 22 pistol that will provide you or your kids with a lot of fun shooting. They modeled it after several of the other small frame 22s, but they added a couple extra features. They make it easy to do to decock it and put it in a safe mode, and they also have an interchangeable grip swell so that you can change the size of the gun depending on the size of your hand. So it's a very fun gun to shoot. But we have several in stock. Ruger, as many people know, you've heard us talk about it on the show. You've probably read it in any of the gun magazines or maybe even the general newspaper or saw it on the internet. Ruger was way, way, way behind in production because there was such high demand early in the year. Well, just about in August and September, they've started to ship guns that were ordered early in the year, and several of us, including Sim Trainer, are in good shape inventory-wise with Ruger products. Several of the others I mentioned are in very limited supply, excuse me, except for the Springfield XDS. There may be one or only two of the guns that I mentioned earlier available, so if you want to get one of those, be sure to get down to the range early and make your purchase. And the other thing I wanted to mention is throughout the day, we're going to be running a different sort of raffle. Last week I mentioned on the show, and for new listeners, I just want to let you know that we're going to be running a raffle, the proceeds of which are going to go to my granddaughter's family for covering some incidental expenses related to her being in the hospital for a prolonged time. Baby Audrey's been in the hospital since birth. Actually, she was born a month premature due to some medical complications, and they've done numerous procedures, including a very successful surgery last Friday to get her to a pretty functional level, and we're very hopeful that things are going to continue to progress. But the family obviously has endured some hardship having to go back and forth to Columbus us over the last few weeks. And we're going to be running a progressive raffle today. It's something that many of you probably aren't familiar with, but here's how it's going to work. We're going to be selling raffle tickets for $20 a piece. And we're going to sell them. And the way we're going to do the raffle is after the first 25 are sold, we're going to have a drawing for a Ruger SR22. So once the first 25 are sold, we're going to go ahead and draw a ticket from those first 25. And that's going to be the proud owner of a brand new Ruger SR22. And then after we reach 50, we're going to have another drawing. And that is going to be for a Mossberg 500 combo shotgun. It has both a sporting 28-inch barrel and a home defense 18-inch barrel. A very fine multi-purpose firearm. If you're interested in shooting clays, use a 28-inch barrel. And then when you come home and you're going to use the gun for personal safety and self-defense in the home, you just go ahead and change the barrels, load up your gun, put it in the safe location, and you've got yourself a home protection firearm. So after the 50th ticket is sold, we're going to draw for the second gun. And then we're going to sell tickets throughout the remainder of the day. And at the end of the day, we're going to have a drawing for a DPMS Low Pro AR-M4 rifle. It has a fixed stock and a bull barrel. It's a great gun. If you want to get online and look at it, again, it's the DPMS, the Panther company, and it's their low pro they just listed as a low pro classic rifle. So that's a great gun, and for somebody that's wanting to get into the M4 world of shooting, that's something that will really provide you with a long life of recreational shooting opportunities, and it can be used for a variety of purposes. So it's kind of a different approach to raffle, but the idea in the progressive raffle is that your odds are much better, obviously, in the first 25 or 50 than at the end of the day. And people, you know, may be encouraged to get there early if they're interested in one of those firearms. And we will give you the opportunity, if you happen to win one of the first two guns, you certainly can buy more tickets to get in the running for the last gun. However, once you win, one ticket that you've purchased will obviously be pulled from the hat, but if you've purchased multiple tickets, the rest of them stay in there, and you have just as good an opportunity as the rest of the people to win the gun.
So that is a pretty good deal. We need to take a break here, and we will be back after that. If you'd like to be on the show, call the studio at 457-1290, and we'll get you up on the board. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on 95.7 FM and AM 1290, News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Hi, this is Cam Edwards from NRANews.com, and you're listening to Shooting from the Hip on News Talk Radio, WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery with Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip, and let's go back out to the phones. We'll talk to John, who's calling from Dayton. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, I called in before about the guns on the hip.
Okay.
But my other question that come up, okay, we're getting all these people, I'm not putting down people getting concealed and carried, but it's a lot different shooting at a target. Okay, when you draw that gun, you're going to freeze. You either shoot or you're dead. Okay, do you condition these people to get over that freeze? And also, you know, it's a lot different with police officers. They have training where scenarios where they shoot, don't shoot.
That's correct.
Do you offer that type of training?
Yes, we do. In fact, we do deal with both of those questions that you just brought up, and they're extremely important, extremely valid questions to raise. And I think that's something that people who are looking to carry a firearm for self-defense need to think about, because it's not the same as standing in a stall and shooting at a paper target at a distance that's not moving. And then, you know, when you turn the stressor up a little bit and things start to get a little bit more dynamic, how well are you going to be able to perform? It'd be like if the only kind of driving that you ever did was on a straight road with no intersections, and then at some point you've got your license and you don't drive for months and months and months, and then you get out on the road and you're trying to merge onto a freeway. And it's just exactly not the same thing. And unless you've actually had practice in all of those different kinds of scenarios, it's going to be something that you probably are going to be stressed out, and there could be a possibility for a freeze.
One of the things that sets us apart at Sim Trainer from other training entities is that we emphasize mental preparation for confrontation. And we do that in a variety of ways. We talk about realistic scenarios, we show videos, and then when we go out on the range in our training, let me just give you an example. We have moving targets that pop up and they move across their field of vision, and we'll have people in a position after we've taken them through, you know, minimum levels of competency training, we'll have them go through many scenarios where they have to respond to the stimuli as it presents itself, and they may have shoot, don't shoot scenarios based on the color of the target that they're shooting at or the type of target they're shooting at.
Or and just while, the number. You know, we just, right. You'll be shooting along and then we'll holler out a number and you can only shoot at that target.
That's right. We do different things to prefabricate the stress levels to as close as possible replicate what's going to happen in a real fight. And you brought up a very good point. It is true that going to the range and learning to shoot your gun is one thing. Being able to shoot your gun in a stressful situation when there's all sorts of, we call it rapidly changing, highly stressful environment is another. And that's what we try to focus on in much of our advanced training in our concealed carry courses.
We're going to need to take a break here for news at the top of the hour, but we'd like everybody to stick around because we will be back after the news, and there'll be another hour of Shooting from the Hip. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on 95.7 FM and AM 1290 News Talk Radio, WHIO.